Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, great to talk to you.
We're well into the spring season, and that means, of course, that Pennsylvania's 500 school districts are all beginning to consider their annual budgets for the upcoming fiscal year. And as someone with a lot of years of experience in financial matters, I understand you've been taking a particularly close look at some of the details of school funding in Pennsylvania. What are some of your observations on the condition of school district finances in the state?
Mike, I've been absolutely shocked. I'm probably one of the few people that is geekish enough to sit down and read all 500 financial reports for all 500 school districts. My wife frequently tells me I need to get a life. And I will tell you that I've been absolutely stunned at what I found. It was interesting. I was talking with some folks in the Appropriations Department about some of my findings about the fact that the net position, it's called the net position, it's basically if you take the liabilities being greater than the assets, if it's negative, it means that there's a negative net position. So if you owe more money than you have, you're in a negative position. So I made the comment that virtually every school district in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is in a negative net position. I'll give you an example. The city of Lancaster, Lancaster City School District, has a negative net position of over $200 million. If you look at some of the other school districts, the school district of Philadelphia is a negative $4.4 billion. And they said, no, they've got a lot of cash. And I said, that's not what a negative position means. They do have cash, but it's their ability to recognize that they're going to have to eventually deal with the fact that they've got to raise taxes in order to cover this shortfall. And then that brought up another interesting point. I was talking with a group of school board members about it, and their comment to me was, Frank, we don't really owe the pension liability. The state pays that, and that's just not accurate. The teachers' pensions are all the responsibility of the local school district. And so when you started putting that together, it was a real eye-opener about what happened. So I've calculated out in this report, I wanted to look at every school district's total amount of debt, how much their unfunded pension obligation was, and other post-employment costs. And I have to tell you, and this is a generalization, but generally speaking, per $100,000 of assessed value of your home, you owe $10,000 in school district debt. And I wanted to do that to get an idea. Now, some school districts are significantly higher. So as an example, in the case of Philadelphia, the number is $14,000 per $100,000. But that's 14% of the appraised value of your property. You owe in additional liabilities. My reason for bringing all of this up is that as you start to look at school funding formulas, as you start looking at cost of children with disabilities, if you start looking at cost of pension benefits and other things, we have to start dealing with economic reality. We have to get our Commonwealth to where we start addressing at the local level and at the state level and the federal level that this spending that we're doing cannot continue. I will tell you that what I have found in my analysis of all 500 school districts is very similar to what Michael Lewis found when he was doing his analysis of the housing bubble. And he said it was based upon a house of cards. And I would tell you that we're very fortunate in South Central Pennsylvania that most of our school districts are relatively in less bad shape than others. And it's important that you hear the way I said that. They're not in great shape, and they're good financial stewards of the money that they get, but there's not enough assets to go around to cover the debt and the liabilities. And we have to come to grips with that reality before some major economic event triggers it to where we can't deal with it. And that major economic event will be the next major recession. So I'm going to be working with my fellow legislators that we can all start getting real with the funding formula, the cost drivers of education, and try to get this problem under control before it controls us.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.